Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love that mighty man of valor. God bless you all men out there listening to this broadcast on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is Men's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Thank you. Every second Friday at 7 p.m., we're talking to the mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. This is the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. And I tell you, thank God. This is your host, Mr. V.T. Berg, along with Minister Jerry Cleveland. Are you there, sir?
Bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I'm here. One more time.
Amen. Do you know when I hear that mighty man of valor, and they talk about roaring, it reminds me of the Marines. You know, one of my sons was in the Marine Corps, and one of the things that they did every now and then, hoorah! I could picture the mighty men of valor doing a roar just like that, hoorah! You know.
Yeah.
Who we are, whose we are, and what we are. And we just thank God for that opportunity And thank God for all of you who have joined in with the Men's Fellowship on today. It's a good day to praise and magnify God. Hallelujah. And Minister Jerry, if you would give us some housekeeping suggestions on today, if you would. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Well, some of the housekeeping suggestions that I have is for everybody to get a notebook.
Uh-huh.
Get your notebook ready.
Yes.
Turn to a blank page and get your pencil or your pen or whatever writing utensil you're comfortable with, because we have scriptures and we have notes for you to take, so that when if your memory starts to move out on you, you can always grab hold of something that will keep you reminded and keep that word in front of you. Last but most importantly, you get that word, get that Bible, and flip to the pages with us. You know, it's always good to keep up with the times and to keep up with the electronics and all that sort of stuff and all the gadgetry that's going on around us. But to me, it's always best to know how to locate these addresses in the paperback book.
Hallelujah.
In the paperback Bible. Amen. Because what will happen is we will get so accustomed to the electronics and talking to Siri and tell Siri to run stuff up for us and locate this and that and for us. And then when Siri gets tired and she doesn't want to respond to us, then we can't find nothing. We done forgot where everything is. Because she's so used to, we're so used to her looking up everything for us. But you keep in practice. That's practice, Chip. That's a mindset. You keep in practice on you flipping those pages and finding those books and knowing whether or not they're in the New Testament or the Old Testament, and how far into the New. Is it at the beginning or is it the middle or is it at the end? Where's Psalms? Psalms next to Proverbs. Okay, so if I find Proverbs, I'll find Psalm. If I find Psalm, if I need Proverbs, I'll find Psalm next to Proverbs. Okay, so they're in the middle of the book. Where's John? Peter? Doc, okay, all that's the Old Testament. Okay, so I know when I find Micah, just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. I'm almost there. Bless God. So that's how you do it. Just stay in practice.
Amen. You know, that's right. And I was just thinking about what you were saying, because sometimes we forget to charge up our electronic device. It goes dead on us, you know. But if you have the Bible there, see, you don't have to charge up the written word that's sitting in front of you. You understand what I'm saying?
That's right.
You know, that Bible, whether it's paperback or whatever, you don't have to charge it up. It ain't the battery is not going to die on you. You can just
through
the pages and go from Genesis to Revelation and find the addresses of what you need, and then go there and read out loud. You know, the Bible. But Jerry, I don't know if you know it or not, but the Bible was written to be read aloud. Because in those days, the books of the Bible were written on scrolls.
The
apostles didn't have a scroll, you know. They would have to have either 5 or 66 scrolls, and it cost a lot of money to get one of those made, because they were copied by hand.
Uh-huh,
that's how you call the scribe. So you know that the word of God was written to be spoken, to be read aloud. That's why in the New Testament you saw Jesus going into the temple, as it was the custom, and he picked up the book and he began to read Isaiah 61, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Hallelujah.
Yes.
God. Of course, in the New Testament, that is Luke 4:18. Hallelujah. But the bottom line is that it was written to be read aloud. So you mighty men of valor, it's a good time when you're sitting at the table, got your family, y'all just finished meal to read the scripture. You can call it whatever you want it, the golden text for the day, your text of the day, memory verse or whatever, but read the word aloud to your children, to your family.
Yes, yes.
Man, that's deep.
That's good.
Before we go any further, and I want to remind our listeners of two things. Number one, you can go to our website, which is rymmi.org. That's R as in Ralph, Y as in Year, M as in Mary, M as in Mary, I as in Isaac.org, and read about the church's leadership and what we're doing. And also, we'll also give you a coming event on this coming Sunday. We'll be at Bishop Larry Somerville's church, the Power of Grace Fellowship, which is located 8509 Lock Reagan Boulevard. This is at 9 a.m. in the morning time. Hallelujah. We'll still have our service at 3 p.m., but in the morning we'll be live at the Power of Grace Fellowship. I ask those that can join us to join us. We're going to have a time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Well, bless God. This is time for the Mighty Men of Valor, our Men's Fellowship. So you can go get yourself a bologna and cheese sandwich or what do they call it, peanut butter jelly sandwich or whatever. Or you can eat
there
some,
you go.
You know, and drink some soda or some juice or whatever, and just sit back in your chair, amen. And young boys, we talking about men, young boys too. You know, we talking about all the male of the species. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can sit back, and
Bishop, can we call them the men's apprentice?
Yes.
Can we call the boys the men, the boys are in apprenticeship for manship?
Yeah, I think we can do that, yes. And that's true.
For manhood, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, before we go any further, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this opportunity to share with the mighty men of valor, those who are mighty men and those who are in apprenticeship. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for them. We thank you, Lord, for the families that are represented. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, O God. We thank you that the seed stone
shall
bring forth 30, 60, and 100-fold return in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask that you would touch our lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness, and signs and wonders and miracles follow the word today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, Bishop, one thing that has brought that to mind, that the boys are in apprenticeship to become men, is that tomorrow is, wait a minute, Father's Day is coming up. Is that tomorrow? It may not be tomorrow. But anyway, it's this month.
I think that Father's Day is the third Sunday in June.
What?
Yeah, Mother's Day is the second Sunday in May.
Oh, okay. So I'm a little ahead of my time.
And Father's Day is the third Sunday in June. And I think Children's Day is the first Sunday in June.
Oh.
Well,
okay.
I remember Children's Day. A lot of us don't celebrate that anymore in some of the places. But we used to, way back when, we used to celebrate Mother's Day, Children's Day, and then Father's Day. And you know that our fathers do not get upset at this, but it seems like we are always at the end of the line, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it does seem that way, but that's all right. We don't mind being there because we're the foundation that holds the line together.
Amen.
And then the children, and then the fathers, and we got both of them in our arms. So we're all right. We're all right with that position. You know, but, and Minister Jerry, I just want the Holy Spirit to lead tonight because I did not plan anything to share on today. I don't know if you have something to lay it on your heart, and you just want to expound upon a little bit, and then I will chime in where I can.
Well, you know, now that you mentioned it, Bishop, there is something that was on my heart and on my mind, and I spoke to a lot of people about it this week, and it is sowing good seed.
Oh my goodness!
Sowing seed.
Oh
yes,
my goodness!
Because I had some experiences this week where the people that I work with were sowing bad seed, I told them, I said, no, you don't want to put this out there because this you're sowing bad seed and you're going to get a return on this, and you really should be praying for crop failure because you don't want a return on what you're sowing.
Bad seed.
So
That's right.
Yes. So let's see if we can turn this around for you before it gets too deep in the soil and starts to take root. So the thing of it is, was this week, yes, I've been talking about and I've been sharing that everything we do and everything we say is a seed.
Mm-hmm.
And everything starts from a seed. Even though, you know, I heard, this was a good experience. One of my most heathen kids I was talking about it. He said to me, he said, everything starts from a seed. I almost fell out of my seat. Oh, my God. He said, everything starts from a seed. It's working. It's working right in.
You know, I got to interrupt you, right? I got to interrupt you right there. Because you messed all over me. You know that?
Because
today I was working on the message for Sunday morning. And guess what the title of that? The
Sowing Seed
is the Crop You Grow.
Okay. All right, Bishop. Go ahead.
Oh, man.
Because you don't know
what you just did to me. But go ahead, sir.
Good practice.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look, Galatians 6 and 7. Be not deceived. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. You go ahead. I interrupted you, so I'm going to let you go ahead. But you right on point, brother. I'll tell you, Minister.
Well, you know what?
Mm-mm-mm.
You know what, Bishop? The thing, you go ahead with this and count this as practice for day after tomorrow. Count this as a practice.
It's just blowing my mind. Because look,
yes.
Genesis 8:22 says, while the earth remaineth, shall be seed time and harvest time. Mm.
Yes.
And everything you think. Come on now, you said it. Everything you speak, everything
yes.
you do are seeds that are planted in the earth. Mm. Go ahead.
Yes.
And see, y'all need to understand that now, when you plant a seed, you're going to need dirt and you're going to need water for it to grow. Is that right?
Amen.
At least. Okay, but here's the thing. See, we are humus man. Humus means dirt.
Mm.
And so whatever we plant in the dirt in us, say out of our mouth, whatever we do are seeds that are planted in the earth. Mm. Mm. Now, you know, in Luke, the 8th chapter and Mark, the 4th chapter, talks about the sower went out to sow, and they kept on sowing. And everything, they didn't talk about the sower went out to do this or that and the other. He went out to sow everything, every
yeah.
day. Grandma said, every day. You are sowing in your life. and you're going to get a harvest. Now, I tell you, you got to be careful what you sow, because the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Well, you know, can I interject this?
Yes, you can.
The seed you sow is the crop you grow, whether or not you intend to sow the seed or even grow the seed, the harvest is on the way.
Oh, This is
you're talking about a way of life.
Yes, sir.
It's a principle. And a principle works for whoever works it. So it's not just a religious saying that we're talking about or a religious doing that we're talking about. It's a spiritual. And that spiritual lesson will work for whoever is working it, whether they even know they're working it or not. You have to keep that in mind. That Jesse, I remember something Jesse Duplantis said. I got to spit this out while I'm thinking about it. He says, don't put this down in scripture, but he says it's best to be seed-minded rather than need-minded.
Woo!
So whatever you need is what you sow is the seed for. And the seed will bring what you need.
That is so powerful, to be seed-minded instead of need-minded. I need mercy, I need mercy, I need mercy.
Amen, amen.
A seed of mercy to somebody.
Yes.
Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow.
We're not just talking finances. We're talking whatever it is you need, whatever it is.
Hallelujah.
You may need peace in your home. And the scripture tells you to be a peacemaker. So you're going to sow peace.
Those are the peacemakers, for their what? They shall inherit. They're going to get something really good.
They're going to get a crop.
Matthew 5.
Excuse me. Yes. Oh, God. This is Rhema coming. This is revolution. This is Rhema coming right here as we speak. This is wonderful. Be seed-minded rather than need-minded. If it's love you need, then sow the seed. Be loving. If it's friendship, even friends will tell you, well, so how do you find friends if you think you need a friend? You show yourself friendly. You sow a seed of friendship. Yes. So you know that's a good little rule of thumb.
I tell you, be seed minded rather than need minded. Whoa, man.
Yes.
I gotta remember that, cause that's I cannot borrow that and use that on Sunday.
Yes, sir. Yes. Go ahead. It's short notice,
seeds are sown in three areas of your life: what you think, what you say, and what you do.
Yes.
What you think, you gotta think right stuff. That's why Philippians 4:8 tells you what to think about. Because you think about the wrong stuff, guess what? That, you're going to get a harvest on that, whatever you think. Guess what? You're going to get a harvest. You got to think the right thoughts. Is it a fight? Yes, it's a fight for you to think the right stuff. That's why God gives you some ammunition to help you keep your thoughts right.
Yeah.
And the thoughts come in, the bad thoughts, you say, in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cover. Or if that don't do it all, Use your prayer language. Yada Moshikere da Mosha da 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 Mokere.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Use your prayer language. Get your thought life right, because in Proverbs 23:7 it says, "What a man thinketh, so is he." And
yes,
your thought life is like trailers. You know, trailers are like previews of what's to come.
Yes.
Your thought life are seeds that are previews of things to come. If you're thinking bad about it, you better erase that. Like Minister Jones said, pray for crop failure. Because if you're thinking bad, guess what? You will get a harvest on that. Because God said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You're going to reap what you sow. And if you're sowing bad thoughts, you know, gloom, despair, and agony on you, guess what you're going to get? Gloom, despair, and agony fulfilled.
You know, I listened to somebody this afternoon. And they were saying something about, yeah, well, this is what I wanted to do, but I don't think I could do it. Well, just stop right here. Just don't even go any further. Because if you don't think you can,
you won't.
You're already
defeated. You're already shot yourself in the foot, the nose, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
You know, I call on folks sometimes the testimony, they say, well, I'm sick, I got my diabetes, I got my this and that, and I got this, but I want God to heal me. Well, God can't heal me. If you're claiming all of this stuff, you do what the word of God says. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the weak say they're strong. Let the poor say they're rich. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is my healer. I am healed. With his stripes, I am healed. And one scripture says, with his stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. You
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I ask somebody, say, do you need $100? Oh yeah. And I take out $100 bill and I wave it in front of you. I said, do you need $100? And I'm waving this $100. I'm waiting for them to take it. I got $100 in my hand. I want you to take it. Stop talking about the need. The seed is your mouth. You say, yes, I need it, and I thank God for giving it to me, and then you reach out and take it.
And then you reach out and take it. Make it yours.
Receive it in Jesus' name. See the good stuff, the good harvest stuff is what we want. We don't want the bad stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
that's right.
We don't want to take that. We pray for crop failure for the bad thoughts, the bad words, the bad acts. You know how you can get rid of that? You take it to Christ. Say, let your blood cover, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for anything I've done that's wrong, Lord. Hallelujah. Make me a new creature. And then, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you can walk the walk and talk the talk. I am saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah, from the guttermost to the uttermost, by his grace, hallelujah, I am saved to new heights sublime. Life now is sweet and my joy is complete, for I'm saved.
Oh, I'm saved.
That stuff now. You talk the right talk, y'all. Yeah, because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then stuff coming out your mouth. You look, Ephesians 4:29. Tell us about, don't let nothing that's corrupt, messed up,
all corruption
come out your mouth, but that which is edifying and building up the body, you know, enhancing it and encouraging. That's what you ought to have coming out of your mouth, because you know what the Bible says in Proverbs 8, hallelujah, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So you better speak some life to yourself. Hallelujah. You be talking that negative stuff.
You
that seed that you're planting in your life, in your garden, in your corner of the world. You've got to watch out. Lord, have mercy. And then, of course, talk about, hallelujah, glory to God. You know, you plant good seed, you know what you're going to get. You go to Galatians 5:22-23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. See, they either worship God, must worship him in spirit and truth. And so when you worship him in spirit and truth, and you say the right stuff, hallelujah, you pray the right stuff, hallelujah, glory to God. You talk the right stuff, glory to God. You act the right way, hallelujah, glory to God. What happens is that you will get some good fruit.
Now, so what is the right thing to say? What is the right thing to think? The right thing to say and the right thing to believe, the right way to think is to say what God says. Come into agreement with God.
Yes. Look,
align yourself with the truth.
Oh,
the
my
truth.
Yeah,
not the way
what?
It looks. Not the way you think it should be or the way that it even appears. You line yourself up with the truth. And you can't, what God said, you can't lose with the truth. That's not what he said, but
it's important for folks to understand.
Yes.
Isaiah 43:26 says, bring me into remembrance. If you say
what
you're going to be all right.
You're going to be okay. Amen. That's
if
right.
You do
you
what
are lining yourself up with the truth. What's that?
The word of God says he's the way, the truth, and the life. Mm.
Yes, yes, yes.
You got
he
it.
Is the absolute. He, hello?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He is the absolute authority. He is the absolute truth. So when you align yourself, there is no other way to go. You can't go to the left or to the right. There is no left or to the right. It's only dead ahead. And that's why, that's the reason that we're in the predicament that we don't want to be straight. We don't want to be lined up with the truth. We want to be lined up with what feels good and what we've heard all of our life and a whole bunch of other stuff. As a matter of fact, we have taken that stuff on as the truth. But the reason that it hasn't worked for us is because it is not the truth.
Come on now, sir. Yes, sir.
It is something that is indoctrination. It's not the truth. So
yes,
we have to lie. We have to find out what the truth is and line ourselves up with the truth.
And the word says the truth.
My word is truth.
Yeah. Knowing
Amen.
The truth, that's what's going to set you free. And Proverbs 3:5, 6, and 7 talks about don't lean not to your own understanding.
There we go. There we go.
You know, and we got to understand that the truth is the word of God. The word of God is truth.
Yeah.
Psalms 119, verse 105 says, the word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. It's going to let us know where we are and to let us know where we headed. Hallelujah. And you need to know that because if you're headed towards a sinkhole, 50 feet deep, you don't want to keep on that path, hallelujah, glory to God. You want to get on a good foot. You don't want to stay on a bad foot. You know, you don't want to head in the wrong direction. That's why it's important for you to stay in the word of God. I said this so many times. In fact, I did 15 sessions or 15 parts of that. Life is an open book test. You got to stay in the book. The book is the word of God, the Holy Writ.
Yes.
the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible, the sword. That's what they call hallelujah, the 66 books. I ain't going to go through all of them, but I'm going to tell you, you get in the Word of God, and the Word of God gets in you. When stuff happens, stuff comes, hallelujah, them scriptures start popping up in your hand. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. God start leading you down the right path. Hallelujah. Start, hallelujah. He said, hey, glory to God. My God. In Galatians 6 and 9, it says, don't be weary and well-doing, for in due season you'll reap if you don't faint. In other words, glory to God, you're going to make, if you don't quit, if you don't stop doing what is right, if you don't stop doing, sowing good seed, you're going to reap. You're going to reap the harvest. It's going to be real good, y'all. Because the seed you sow is the crop you grow. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Bless God.
Let your
strength and your confidence be in the Word.
Amen.
And let your strength and your confidence be in what you're saying, as long as you're speaking the Word.
Amen.
In other words, God says you can rest in me.
Yes.
So you go ahead and you rest in the Word that you're putting out there, and just know that, and I'm talking to myself, bless God, because sometimes it can get a little rough.
Yes,
it can get a little weary.
That's
right. But we have to hold fast.
Hold fast. Don't be weary in well doing. You know you're doing a good thing.
Hallelujah.
God got you.
Yes.
And you know, I thank God for the fact that in Galatians 5:16 and 25, it talks about what you do. You walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. See,
yes.
If you walk in the Spirit of the living God, you talk the talk, you think the right stuff, and you do the right stuff. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The fruit of the Spirit is going to be yours. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you don't.
But you know what?
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. You know, Bishop, that does not happen automatically. And that's one thing that we want the men to understand and pass it on to their male proteges, their sons, is that there is a, like you said, there's the lamp to God's word is a lamp to our feet, the light to our pathway, and we have to walk therein. We can't just look at the light and know what it's about and then go off to the left and to the right. We have to walk in the pathway. In other words, until it becomes a habit, it has to be in us. It's a habit. It's a way of life. It's the way we do things. And how do we do things? We do things the way God does things.
Hallelujah.
So as we walk in the pathway that God does things, we get into the habit of that, and it becomes a way of life. And we can't. There's no losing. There's no loss.
Amen. Mighty men of valor, don't miss the opportunity to share the word of God to the apprentice men.
Thank you.
Give them the word. If they can't remember anything that you've done for them, maybe they can't remember that you took them to the ballpark or took them fishing or took them to Disneyland or Disney World. But give them the word of God, because the seed you sow is the crop you grow, even in your children, even in your nephews and your cousins and even in your uncles and all the males that you come in contact with. Give them God's word, and God's word will never fail. Hallelujah.
Right. They won't
pass away.
Amen. But they'll have something to go back to.
Come on now. Hallelujah. You mean on Jesus, you're doing a good thing. You standing on the rock. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
And just want to let you know, glory to God. What you do, what you think, what you say, and what you do are seeds that are planted in your garden. You can't plant seeds in your garden and don't expect a harvest. God said that a seed time and harvest will not cease.
That's right.
So other things you do, not some things you do, you can't pick and select, well, this is a seed I'm planting. Everything you do, everything you say, hallelujah, are seeds that are planted in your garden. And, you know, that's the alarm going off. Amen. Our time is up. Hallelujah, brother preacher. Our time is
up.
But we thank God for all of you that listen. We thank God for the word. The seed you sow is a crop you grow. And you shared about seed. Don't look at it.
Be seed-minded. Right, not need-minded, yes.
Be seed-minded, not need-minded. Wow.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. That's a principle right there. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Jerry, for being on with us. Thank you all
Amen.
For being on with us. God bless you. And stay tuned. Ladies, you're queuing up right now. Just give us a little time so we can queue up the Women's Fellowship, which will begin in about 10 or 15 minutes. God bless you. Love you, Brother Jerry, and all of you out there.
Love you back.
God loves you. Look, God loves you too. And there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Hallelujah. Thank God
all
for
right.
that.
All right. We'll talk all to you right, later. Bishop. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus. He stands for truth. The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He is the king that has all authority and all power. Let God speak into your life, thou mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you. And he that is within the whole world. For our Lord is a man of war. So arm war and Christian soldiers, pushing out the war. For I say the Lord will be unto her. A wall of fire run about and be the glory in the midst of her. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household and be two men in our home for our entire family. Teach the family how to worship God, true Father. The Jews don't have to look to the world for life. They know they have a true Father. Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over. We are soldiers for Jehovah. This faith is a fight. It is not a game. Your life is on play and you can't press percent. We pray and strive to follow his spiritual code of conduct. Line after line, precept after precept. His word gives us marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the
fucking lion, but he can't defeat us. Because the real lion is our king. The lion of the tribe of Judah is our Jesus. He is the greatest friend that you earnestly need. Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you get on your knees, you're weakening the camp of the enemy and become God's mighty man of valor and live by his righteous standards. Through the power of his spirit of prayer, God is able to destroy the work of the enemy. Single-handed, the mighty man of valor.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Stay tuned in the next few minutes for the Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Siri, play God's Woman. Hey Siri, play God's Woman.
Inside of me. somebody else.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to Women's Fellowship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for everyone that is here tonight. Glory to God. God bless every woman who has her ear glued to the phone to hear the words of God tonight from these mighty women of God that joins me every second Friday of the month, because the wisdom that they share is wisdom from heaven, hallelujah, and nuggets that you aren't going to hear anywhere else. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are here tonight, again, with Pastor Maxine Lee, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be here, amen.
And Minister Linda Blackwell.
It's a bless the Lord, oh my soul, evening everybody.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for another day. Father God, we just praise your name. Lord God, because you're worthy. Hallelujah. Father God, from the rising of the sun until the going down the same, Lord God, your name is to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for another day. Thank you for our life, health, and strength. Thank you, Father God, because we're still in the land of the living. And Father God, we got hands we can clap. Lord God, feet. We can pat, hallelujah, and a voice, Lord God, a tongue, Lord God, that we can praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We can't do anything without you, Jesus. Hallelujah, we need you, Lord. Continue, Father. Hallelujah. Bless everything that's been done and said tonight, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word that's going to come forth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless. Hallelujah. Anoint, Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless the hearers. In the name of Jesus. We praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And tonight, we want to, I guess, encourage people. Right now, I, Pastor Peaches, need encouragement. We all go through some things in life where we need some encouragement. Sometimes you may be so busy that sometimes you may need a pick-me-up. You may need whatever a Pepsi can do. You may need whatever a Mountain Dew can do. Hallelujah. But at all times, I need what Jesus can do. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what? In the Olympics, if they are caught, people that's in the Olympics, if they are caught drinking a Mountain Dew because of the amount of caffeine that it has in it, they can be disqualified. But don't you know? But when it comes to Jesus Christ, hallelujah, he'll give you that boost you need. And you'll never be disqualified. Hallelujah. Because he'll give you that joke you need. He'll give you that encouragement that you need. He'll give you that kick in the butt that you need. He knows just what you need to hear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he knows just who to send your way to give it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a scripture in the Bible for every situation.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God knows just what you need before you even ask. The Word of God says he'll send it, he'll answer you before you even ask, before you even pray. Hallelujah, he always got the answer on the way. Hallelujah. And we want to talk tonight about how to stay encouraged, I guess, in troubled times. Hallelujah. Or in times that could possibly, not so much trouble time, but times that can overwhelm you. I guess about three weeks ago, having gained a daughter of mine, hallelujah, unexpectedly. Since then, I've had to do so many things that wear so many hats that I didn't know that I had to wear or whatever. There's so many transitions right now going on. In my life, but you know, I have seen the handiwork of God like never before.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God is so good, even in the midst. And the scripture that I hold near and dear to my heart is Psalms 34. Because no matter what comes or goes, I have to hold to his word. And I believe that scripture is, wait a minute, it's Psalms 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. No matter what, I have to praise him. Hallelujah. I have to exalt him because God is good. We may not know all of his plans or we don't know what hand we're being dealt, but we know the word of God says in Jeremiah 29:11,
yeah.
I know the plans that I have for you, and I know the thoughts I think towards you, and they are thoughts of good, not evil, and
yeah.
to bring you to an expected end.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. And I'm going to turn it over to you two mighty women of God. Hallelujah. Carry on. Hallelujah.
Lord, amen. Praise God. You know, we're living in a time in this land, amen. We all, the Bible tells us, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
So we're living in not only in this land, but spiritually, those that are Christian, but in the natural, okay?
Yes.
We have that sin nature that we have to deal with. And because we have to deal with that, in the very beginning, in Genesis, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, he said that these troubles, these perilous times would come. Praise God. He told us that death would come. He told us trouble would come. He told us that we abide in him.
Yes.
That we will not be able to withstand. Amen. Praise God. Because you are a Christian, praise God, you will be able to handle it. Praise God. And one of the scriptures, amen, praise God, that came to my mind, amen, was in the book of Romans, amen, the 8th chapter. And it was the 26th verse. It said, praise God, that's the right verse, I'm sorry, not the 26th, the 35th verse, praise God. It says, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So when we're going through perilous times, when we're going through trouble, no matter whether it is death that comes with a family member, no matter whether it's divorce with you and your husband and the wife, praise God, no matter whether it's with your children being disobedient and not listening and following your instructions and God's instructions, no matter whether it's sickness that have hit your body, praise God, and seems like it's taken forever for you to get well, praise God. God says, who, praise God, will separate you from the love of God? Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Who has that ability to come and separate you? Praise God. We as Christians, as children of the Most High God, hallelujah, we can stand back, hallelujah, through the trials and tribulations and distress and persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, amen. We can stand back and we can laugh at the devil. We can tell the devil to get his behind us.
Yes.
Yes. We can tell the enemy, you're not going to steal my joy because my daddy, my Father God, has already prepared me. He has made me more than a conqueror.
Hallelujah.
He has given me the strength and authority over anything that will come up against me and that will come up against my family and that will come up against my neighbors and that will come up against my co-workers. Amen. And God's word is truth. Amen. He's not a God that he shall lie. And in the 36th verse, it says, as it is written, a lot of times things, praise God. I'll look at the Word of God and I'll go through the Word of God. And I'll see and I said, Lord, it is written. So therefore, if you have written it, it will come to pass.
Amen. Amen.
Because you have established it. And he says, it is written. For thy sake, we are. We are killed all the day. We are a talent and shoot for the sword. So every day of our life, amen, we have to prepare ourselves that the enemy is going to come to try to slaughter us. But because Paul has told us in the Word, he says, Jesus has made me more than a conqueror. So when the enemy knocks at your door, amen, with trials and tribulations, amen, praise God, you can stand firm in the Word of God, and you can tell the devil, hallelujah, Satan, get hands behind me in the name of Jesus. How to keep your faith up, even when life is difficult.
Amen.
The first thing you have to do is pray. Ask God. He's the God of the universe. He's the God of this world. Amen. He's our daddy. He's our papa. Ask him, amen, for strength. Amen. Because throughout our life, we're going to be weak. Amen. But God is strong, so we yield on him, amen. And we go, amen, to his precious throne.
Yes, and we go,
Daddy, I need your strength today. I need your peace today. I need your joy today. Hallelujah. I need you to come and minister to me, amen. And Father, whatever I am doing that is wrong, in your sight, amen, I confess. I ask you to forgive me and get me back in right standing. Because sometimes when you're going through, amen, divorce, amen, or you're going through, praise God, perilous times where the enemy is coming up against you, we need to examine ourselves, amen. Now, there's situations when death knocks at our door and a loved one is going to be with God. This is what he spoke to me, amen. 3 years ago, I lost my oldest daughter. And about 5 months ago, I lost my firstborn of my grandchild, praise God. And it was hard. I said, Lord, I questioned God. I said, Lord, why? Why me? But then the scripture came up in my spirit, amen, and it said to me, praise God, I had told you, Lord, praise God, that I was coming as a thief in the night. And that I'm going to take, amen, praise God. I'm going to call the number, praise God, of one of your family members. I'm going to call your number one day, praise God. I'm breaking it down so you can understand, praise God. Because God said in his word, praise God, that we are just passing through. This land, praise God. We're just passing through it, praise God. And as we pass through, he said, get your house in order. Get yourself in order because I'm going to call your number. And we, praise God, as members, amen, of the body of Christ, we know even the more, praise God, that God is going to do this, amen. And we have to remind ourselves. The psalmist David put this to say, he encouraged his own heart.
Yes.
He had to remind himself, amen. He had to tell himself, in spite of all of this that is going on, I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to make my heart glad, amen, praise God. So we see, praise God, that the first thing that we got to do is we got to pray.
Amen.
Because in your secret place, he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. praise God.
Amen.
We have to be generous to them, amen. Mm. I remember, praise God, when different ones came to me and said, oh, Sister Lee, I'm so sorry to hear, praise God, that you lost your daughter. I am so sorry, amen. They appreciated that, amen. But it didn't heal my heart, amen, praise God. But God said, just be generous, just be kind to them, because they're trying to comfort you. But the comfort comes from the Father. Amen. Praise God. We have to inspire one another. We have to get inspiration from the Word of God. What inspired me, Sister Blackwell, praise God, Minister Blackwell, and Pastor Peaches, I picked up the scripture statement. And at the time when you're going through, a lot of times the enemy comes up against you, your mind, and you can't think, amen, praise God. I picked up the scriptures and I just began to read. I just began to praise and worship Him. I just began to thank Him, amen. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I'm sitting at your dinner table, amen. And I know your words and answer from this body needs present with the Lord. But Lord, in the name of Jesus, I can't handle this, but I know you can. And I know you can strengthen me to handle it. And He came and He gathered around me with his loving arms, and He comforted me, praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
He surrounded me, praise God, with people, amen, that could pray and loved Him and knew the word, amen, praise God. And praise the Lord. I just thank and I praise Him, hallelujah. Because, you know, I tell a lot of, I said, we as Christians, amen, we preach, especially preachers, amen, praise God. We preach the Word of God. We testify about the Word. And we tell people, amen, but we have to live the Word, amen.
Yes, yes.
And I told the Father, I said, Father, help me to let the light of God shine through me.
Hallelujah.
Help me, amen, in my time of trouble and tribulation, and this time of sadness, amen. Help me to let my light that you have imparted in me to shine, hallelujah, to the world. And I can hear the different ones that came, praise God, and they said, Sister Lee, I don't know how you can do it. And you know, when they said that, I pointed them to Jesus.
and go
name of the Lord. And it's all right to weep and cry.
Yes.
And Jesus wept for Lazarus. Lazarus was friend, amen.
Yes.
And he wept, amen. But you know, when I look at that scripture, I said to the Lord, I said, it was only for a moment. And then after that, he stood up inside and he said to the surrounding people, he said, Master's not dead. He's alive. And the good thing about it, hallelujah, is that when you're in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, you're not dead, but you're alive. When your family member is in Christ Jesus, they're not dead. They're alive.
Yes.
We go to bed every night after that today, and I went to sleep. But at that appointed time, and it's appointed time, hallelujah, that our loved ones is going to get up. When Jesus parts the clouds of glory and a trumpet sound, all those that are dead are first,
right?
But those, hallelujah, that are alive will be caught up, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With us to the hope, amen, that we have, hallelujah. And we thank God. I began to thank God, amen, hallelujah. Because my job is giving us, hallelujah, minister, that it is going to tell. God is always good news. Hallelujah. Trouble won't last always. Hallelujah. So we are going to walk, hallelujah, with Jesus. We're going to talk with him, and we're going to reign with him. Amen on high. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I thank you for the word. Thank you for my sister expressing herself, Heavenly Father. Thank you for being in the midst of us right now, Lord God, as we share and talk about you, Lord God, the greatness and the great I am, Lord God. You have carried us through so many waters, Father God, and carried us over the seas of all types of things in this life, Lord God, and you've never forsaken us, Lord God. You won't forsaken us now, Lord God. We thank you for being in the midst of us and your word coming life in Psalm 73. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you that you said you are the strength of my heart. Hallelujah. And in my pain and sorrow, you are forever mine, Lord God, and I can call on you anytime, Heavenly Father, and you will answer, Lord God. I thank you for answering my sisters right
thank
now,
you,
Lord God.
Thank
I come
you.
To you, Lord God, and praying, Lord God, for the ones that
thank
are on this broadcast and have lost anyone. If they're not gone, you know, thunder when they're in Christ, Lord God. They're just sleeping in our little calls, thunder, thank God, because we all got to transition. We're just traveling through here, Lord God. We're sojourning through this earth. We're not put here to stay, Lord God. And Lord, Father God, and we said that if we believe on you, Lord God, that we will live again and that we would see the beauty of your blessings, Lord God. That we will become, Lord God, always a part of you. We are all a part of you, Lord God, because you breathe the breath of life in us, Lord God. And you do call us home in your time. You know what we suffering through. You know the journeys that we are taking, Lord God, and we just give you the honor and the glory, Heavenly Father, that in all things you have us to stand and doing all to keep standing, Lord God. For in the 23rd song, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, that's for no good thing, Lord God. We should, Lord God, miss someone else, but know that they're alive in you, Lord God. I'm hearing my sister's part, Lord God, and my heart goes out before them, because, Lord God, I know the pain of death through other loved ones, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that you are keeper, because I still hear my sisters giving you praise. I still hear my sisters honoring you with their life and with their love before you, Lord God. I thank you for being one. This conversation right now that I can hear them stand and having done all to still stand in your word, Lord God, because your faithfulness is forever, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're blessing the families and the households that have lost loved ones this year, this time, Lord God, this season of time, Lord God, that you're calling people home. They said about the rapture. I heard my sister talking about the rapture, that one day the rapture is going to come and the dead in Christ will rise, and those who believe on him will be caught up in the air. Father God, they don't speak on that too much no more, Father God. You don't hear that often, but we have to know that we're still just journeying through here, and the lives that we touch and the things that we do and the words that come out of our mouth, my God, they have an effect on life and death, Lord God. And we just call those souls that aren't believing in you right now to your throne of mercy and grace, and let them know that there's a place that they can come to and be reborn and rest in you, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your way tonight on this phone and this broadcast, Lord God. For those who don't believe on you or might be taking a chance to say, well, I don't know, but let them know that this is real. This is a game. This is a real walk in you, Lord God, that you are steadfast and faithful and true, Lord God, and every word that is in that book is a book of life, and it is true, Lord God, and I thank you for my sister tonight calling me, because, Lord God, I needed to come on up out of where I was, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, and I give you the glory and honor and praise tonight. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, my sisters on this phone. I thank you, Lord God, that you're having your way tonight. Use us to your glory, Father God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the goodness. Thank you, because it's a journey for all of us, Lord God, that we stand beside one another, Lord God, and strengthen one another and hold one another up, Lord God. Hallelujah. No good thing you said you would withhold from us, Lord God, and we have the proof of your word. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm reminded, amen, of Black Will and Pastor Kay Scarwell. I am reminded in Matthew 7:7. That is one of my favorites. He said, ask, and it shall be given to you.
Yeah.
What you're going through. Amen. Hallelujah. If you ask, it will be given to you. If you seek him, you know what we ask. As children of the Most High God, as we do, we ask one time and then that's it. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We are to seek, amen. And when he said we are to ask and then we are to seek, amen. And he spoke, we will find.
Yes.
If you don't seek for joy, if you don't seek for peace, if you don't seek for prosperity, if you don't seek for knowledge, amen, and wisdom, amen, you will not get it, praise God. You will not receive it, amen. He said, keep asking. He said, and seek for it. He said, then I want you to knock at the door, amen. Hallelujah. And it will be open, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God, like I said, no matter what you're going through, no matter what is in your life, you have a daddy that's ear is open to your cry. Hallelujah. His ear is open day and night, amen. Hallelujah. And you ask him, and if you seek him, amen, you will find him, amen. And when you find him, you're going to find joy.
Yes.
You're going to find peace, amen.
Yes.
And you're going to find happiness, amen.
Yes.
He's going to pour it out, amen.
Yes.
Amen. With our infirmities, amen.
Yes.
Amen. With that, amen, praise God.
Yes.
Amen. And he's a minister unto us, praise
Yes, Lord God.
Just
yes.
Knocking, amen. As you are, praise God. Even now, praise God. Hallelujah. I can say this and I'm going to be quiet. Glory be God, because I just love to talk about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love to talk about the amazing.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. I remember, praise God, hallelujah, when, praise God, the enemy came, hallelujah, and knocked at my door, praise God. And he came with the spirit of sickness, amen, praise God.
Right now.
And I told the Father God, I said, Lord, what is this, amen? Hallelujah, I said, you're my daddy, and your word has declared that who knows those stripes, I was healed, amen. And I said, why? Amen. Is you allowing, amen, the sickness to attack my body?
Yes. Yes.
And I heard the still voice of God. And he said, daughter, your flesh is being attacked. But the real you, your spirit man, is healed. Amen. And when I heard that, praise God,
yes.
I'm telling you, minister, I heard the voice of God, and joy sprung in my heart. And I looked, hallelujah, to the hills which cometh my help. My spirit rang out and said, no matter what, hallelujah, that you try to do, amen, Satan, I will always accept the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God is so good. God is so good. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's why it's so wonderful to eat the right things, to take your vitamins, to eat nourishing meals, to read the Word of God, and feast on His Word. My mother used to say, I'm just so full. And she was sitting at the table, and by the time when she finished, I guess, feasting on the Word of God, she wouldn't even want natural food. She'd be so filled up. She would be so filled. And it pays to feast on the Word of God in good times. I mean, when, because every day is not a perilous time. So feast on the Word of God before tests and trials and tribulations and this and that come, because what you feed yourself in the good times is what's going to feed you in the bad times. Mm-hmm. Or in those rough times.
Yes.
You know, it's what's going to carry you through. It's what's going to carry you through.
Yes.
So sometimes, yes, I tell the young people, sometimes turn off the television. Put down the telephone from playing the games and stuff like that. Open up the Word of God.
Amen.
You know, and there's a scripture in the Bible for every situation.
Yes.
For every situation. And we have to find, okay, God, I need money. For a bill. Where is the scripture, Lord? He said, hey, I'll supply your every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He told one of his disciples, go down to the river and pick up the fish. Open up the mouth of the fish and there's going to be a coin in there to pay my taxes and yours too. Hallelujah. God has given us all gifts in our hands. I believe he's given each one of us gifts and talents that will bring forth finances. Hallelujah. There's no good thing that he will withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. We just have to, sometimes we forget sometimes the power that's in our mouth, the power that we possess. Hallelujah. And he just want us, he done already sent the answer before we even had the problem or the question. Sometimes somebody have to shake it sometimes. Say, hey, it's in there. It's in there. Wake it up. In there. We just thank God for Jesus. Father God, we thank you for the Word of God that's gone forth tonight to your ministers, for your daughters, oh God of Zion. Lord God, we just thank you for your encouragement, Father God. We have been encouraged in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We will bless your name at all times. Oh, hallelujah. Praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We boast in you, Jesus. We bless your name, Father. Bless these sisters of Zion, Lord God. Bless them, Lord. Let there be no lack in their homes. Hallelujah. Supply every need according to your riches and glory. Hallelujah. Encourage their hearts. Bless the souls, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you and bless your name forever, Father. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. In your name, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
We bless
hallelujah.
Your name, Father, at all times.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I know. I know.
Oh, clouds.
Yeah,
strong wind may blow,
but
I'll tell the world wherever I may go. I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Almighty God, we say, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.